Ishtoi Marsha Tumayit. Case where you'd be married and she had a daughter that you have to feed her for 5 years, to Shima Mayit, Benechosim. Al Menosai Marsha Tumayit Benechosim. Where the Amona, she has a right to be fed. She take away from the Nechosim. Al Menosai Yubas, Ezim Yem Kedemis. There's also part of the child, like we have enough of a father died and a leftover wife and a daughter, which one comes first to get Mezainus? Does the Almana, the wife, get first, or does the Bas become first? So Omaleh, he said, Zilu Idna, go away today, Tisulu Mocha, come back tomorrow. Kiyasa, when he came back tomorrow, Omaleh said like this, Poshut Miuchad, I have a proof at least for one of them. Tiyom Rab Abba, Om Rab Asi, also Almana, Eitzal Abbas. In the case where the father left over an Almana and a Bas, who comes first? The Almana comes first. The Medut, the Almana, is like against the Bas, is like a Bas, Eitzal Achim, like a daughter against her brothers. Benechosim Muatim, if there's only a small amount of her property. So, Ma Bas Eitzalachim, just like when there's son and daughters. Ha Bas Nizoinus, the daughters receive the Nizoinus. For Yachin Yishalal Psochim, and the brothers, they have to look around to get their own food. Afal Mona Eitzalabas, the same way when there's a child, who do you give the Nizoinus to? To the Amona, to the Bas, the same halacha. That Almona Nizoinus, the Almona comes first. She gets some Zainus first, Pehabas, and there's nothing left over for the daughter, is Tishal Al Psochim, that she has to go around to collect the money. So if you see this clue, there is Shalot, the Amon of the Bas, which comes first, the Amon comes first. Alright, we'll stop here.
Okay. Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Mem Amadeh. The Mishnah holding. The Kuf Memam Abayz holding. Mishnah says, Heniach Bonim Uvonois V'tumtum. The father died, and he left over sons and girls. V'tumtum, left over tumtum, that's, it closed up the Mokam Erva. We don't know if this kid is a boy or a girl. So, look like this. Bizman Shenechosim Rubim. If the father left over a big property, a big Yerusha, so then Haschorim, the Bonim, the boys, they, what we had the mission before, they yashin, they take over the property, and they only have to feed their sisters. So locher is doichenois sayetzam akevas, that the boys have a right to push away this tumtum. The one that's a sophic, maybe he's a boy or not, they would not take a chilek in the Yerusha. And they just push him off to the girls. And we'll see in the Gemara, like one man the Yama, he does not even take like a girl either. Shabakitza, they just push him away. What about nechosim uatim? Let's say the father left over a small amount of Yerusha. Then the loch was that the bonus, they get fed from it and the boys get nothing. The loch is, that in the cave, the girls have a right to push away this tumtum, so the boys live to say that he gets nothing. A tumtum is a suffix, whether he's a zohar or in a cave, whereas our mishnah's mashma, the tzata say he's neither. He's like a new barrier, a new creature, so they push him around, he gets nothing. Nechosin muatim. Nechosin muatim. Chaimer, if a man says, "In tela dishti zocha," if my wife gives birth to a boy, yitol mona, she should get a present, or get $100 from me. The locha is yolda zocha. Let's say she gives birth to a boy, then yitol mona. That's the locha. She's zocha that he has to give her $100. What about mekeva masayim? If he says, "If my wife gives birth to a girl, I'll give her $200. Then Yolda Nekeva, let's say she gives birth to a girl, so Locher is not Telos Masayin, Echanami, he has to give her $200. What about Im Zohar Mona, Im Nekeva Masayim? That's what he said. The Yolda Zohar Nekeva, and she gave birth to twins, she gave birth to both, a boy and a girl. So Locher is Zohar Noita Mona, Nekeva Natelos Masayim. Still, it's a question how Lem Shan, the Mishnah here, if the Mishnah really means to say that in the case when she gave birth to twins, that she gets both? I think Rashbam doesn't like that pshat. Rashbam read Lom Pshat, the Mishnah just explaining itself again, that, in Zachon on the cave, Masayim, the older Zachon on the cave, Zachon at the moment, yes, so he says, some learned Rashbam says that she gave birth to twins. But he doesn't like that pshat. He learns, no, he's just explaining himself and speaking it out, that if it's a boy, you get 100. If it's a girl, you get 200. And then that's what happened. Either it was a boy that she got 100, or the girl that she got 200. He doesn't like the pshat to say that if she gave birth to twins,
that she get both. Because the Sforza say, the husband didn't talk about twins, so therefore she gives birth to twins, maybe she gets nothing. So the Mishnah just means the Chazar over again, that even though he spoke out both together now, still, whichever one she gives birth to, that's what she gets. 100 or 200.
Yeah.
What about now Yolda Tumtum? Let's say she gives birth to this type of a creature that we can't tell what he is. So Locher is Eino Neutel. He gets nothing. So our Mishnah's Mashma, he's not in the cave and he's not a Zohar. Even though the husband said that if you give birth to a Zohar, I'll give you 100. Or to an Akeva, you get 200. So Locher, if the Tumtum, the Suffolk is about whether he's a boy or a girl, so at least 100 he should get. And here the Mishnah says, no, he gets nothing. So to be the Gemara's Raya, our Mishnah, the Tumtum is like a barrier between the Atzmai. It's like a new creature. It's not a Zohar or an Akeva, so he gets nothing. Imam, what's going to be if the husband said, Kol ma shatilat ishti yitoil, anything she gives birth to, she'll get 100, she'll get money, haray the yitoil. Then even though she gave birth to a tumtum, still she would take. Bim ein sham yerush elohu, let's say this is the only son they had, is only this tumtum, then the locker is yerush as a krill. Havad, if there's nobody else, Savad, he has it in Yerusha. Rambam says, even though he's a barrier between the Atzmai, but when do we say that? When there are boys or girls. Then they can push him around. But in the case where there's no other boy and no other girl, then Shita, with Dash and the Postak, I ain't no love, is we have to look in any type of a creature that he has, who lost love within Yerusha. So if there are no other boys and no other girls, then this Tumtum would Yashin his father. Nothing more says. Doichin oisai v'shokul kabas. That the boys yashin, so the boys take the Yerusha, not the Tumtum. They push him off to the girls. So it's Mashma that he takes, he gets Panosa. Mashma, he's a Suffolk, so at least he has to be like a girl. For the Gemara, Katani Seif, London, the Seif of the Mishnah, Yolda Tumtum ain't a Leitel. That when he said a girl or a boy, and then she gives birth to a Tumtum, she gets nothing. So here you see, a Tumtum is not even a Suffolk. Zohar in the cave is like a new creature. So why in the ratio do the boys give the tumtum panosa? The boys push him off that he doesn't get a Yerusha, but who are then he does not get panosa either, and Echanami doesn't get panosa. That's a bias trap. But our Mishnah goes that tumtum is like a barrier between the Yatsum, a new creature. For Rovom, Rova says no. The ratio holds that the boys have a right to say, bring me a proof that you're a boy. You can't bring a proof, so we're not going to give you a Yerusha like a boy. But I call upon him, it's a Suffolk, maybe she's a girl, so they'll have to at least give a Panosa. I, the safe for the end of the Mishnah that says no, the wife that gave birth to Tumtum gets nothing, I'll tell you that's also the Rashim of the Gamliel and the Chanami, the Tanakam and the safe are two different on the Yamrim. The safe of our Mishnah goes according to Rashim of the Gamliel. The Tani will read like this. Yolda tumtum v'yandroidnis, and this is by an animal, by al-Bakhira. If the first animal, the first baby the animal had, was a tumtum v'yandroidnis, was closed up, or had both them on him, and Shimon Gamliel Omer, ein kedusha chal aleihem, there's no kedushas b'chor chal at all. In other words, not even a Suffolk b'chor. Because, like this, if it's a Suffolk zohar, have kedushas b'chor on it. Shimon says, no, if the animal gave birth to a tumtum is not even a Suffolk b'chor. So therefore, there's no kedushas b'chor chal on the animal at all. The kids al mishnah, the safe of the mishnah that says that the wife does not receive anything that goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The reish according to Rava holds like the Tanakama, the Tanachumim, that old and a tumtum is a Suffolk. It's a doubt whether it's a boy or a girl. Meitzvei havakasha. It says the end of the mishnah says tumtum yerush keben. No, our mishnah sam says the brayso. Tumtum, Yerush Keben, if you have a Tumtum, he has the Yerusha like a son, Venizan Kebas, like Mashmet's a Suffolk, what he is. Someone says, Bishlem, the Rebbe Korinth, Rebbe, it's very good. Yerush Keben, like it's a Suffolk, what a Tumtum is, a boy or a girl. Therefore, when do you have luck like a Ben, Benichosim Watim? When there's a small amount of property, so then only the girls get fed, so the girls have a right to push him off to the boys, he won't get fed. But the knees and kibas, when's the locha that a tumtum gets like a girl? When there's a lot of property. In the case when there's a lot of property, then the boys yashin and the girls get mezainis. So this bryce is mashma, tumtum is a suffix.
So according to Rav, it's very good. This bris goes like our Tanakama, so the Tumtum is a pure sotik, whether it's a boy or a girl. Elul Abayev, according to Abayev,